If God's moral law is hardwired into every soul, what changes when men and women stop suppressing truth and start letting the Spirit shape their conscience, actions, and public life? Does daily life in the workplace, home, and public square show the evidence of God's law written on the heart? Or is something being suppressed that God is trying to bring to the surface and transform? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. It's a great place for resources and tools that will help you in your public square ministry and just getting the word out so that we can stand for righteousness all around us. Also, if you haven't shared these daily devotionals, I want to encourage you to do so and subscribe, like, share, comment, that kind of thing, and also place it in your huddle. It really does help us with those algorithms and to grow the public square by getting into God's word each and every day. Today's scripture is Romans chapter 2, verse 14, and it says about the works of the law. For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these, not having the law, are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them. On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Jesus Christ. So I love this because Paul is laying out, if you go back to Romans chapter 1, verse 18 and down through there, he says that God has made it evident to them that truth is suppressed in unrighteousness inside the Gentiles' heart and the Jew's heart that doesn't believe in Jesus. And so we know that this is what he's talking about. He's talking about the law is written on every human being's heart. Do you believe it's true? Do you believe that God has written his law upon our hearts? Well, Psalm 48, verse 8 says this, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. So what law would he be talking about? Well, I think God reveals through the Ten Commandments. Then God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You have no other gods before me. You shall have no other gods before me. Now think about that. There have been many cultures, many people groups who have other gods before God. This means if his law is written upon their hearts, they're convicted and challenged by the Holy Spirit not to do that. You shall not make for yourselves an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the water underneath the earth. No idols, no idolatry, no other gods, no other idols. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children on the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. So we're supposed to only worship God. And I love this because the blessing is so much greater than the curse. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughters, your male or your female servants, or your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. So 7 days of worship, that's written. 7 days of work, that is written on our hearts. You shall honor your father and mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Honoring mom and dad, that's written on your heart. You shall not murder. Think about that. This is why we know murder is wrong, and it's in almost every people group and every culture. You shall not commit adultery. Our sexual sins, we shouldn't do them. You shall not steal. This is written on our hearts. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor or lie. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor. So if we have these things written upon our hearts, these laws, you might say, and we have a tendency to suppress truth in unrighteousness, in other words, we're holding these laws that God has written upon our heart down, is it possible that's why we have so much anxiety and depression and fear and frustration in the public square today? It's not simply that people don't know the truth. It's that they're suppressing these laws. So they're fighting against it. They're fighting against the convictions of the Holy Spirit. And this is what is important to understand, is that God is not going to be mocked. He's written his law upon every human being's heart. And he understands one important thing, that men left to themselves will die in their sin with that law written on their hearts. But God, through Jesus Christ, has given you the way, the path to the Father. And that is through Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared. The death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ is the good news. Because left to ourselves, just trying to figure out the law and honor the law, we find out very quickly that we all break the law. Yet, through Jesus, by faith, through grace, when we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we are saved. So, this law today, as you go into your workplace, are you going to practice lying? Are you going to lust after another individual that is not your spouse? Are you going to commit adultery or steal from the company today? You know, could be stealing time, could be stealing product, could be stealing thought life, whatever it might be. Are you going to overwork today and not honor the Sabbath? Are you going to, worship false gods, the god of money, the god of success, the god of whatever it might be? That's going to be your choice today. It's going to be your choice whether you want to honor and do those things, honor God, or do those things. And God is calling you to a time and a place to step beyond what he has for you right now, because he's written that law in your heart. You step out in what he has for you right now. That's what I mean. So I want to encourage you, as we go into the public square today, first, will you respond to God's law with humility? Think about that. The Holy Spirit will convict you of sin today. Will you demonstrate God's law written on your heart today, that you're a truth teller? You're a man of righteousness. You're a woman of justice, whatever it might be. That you shall glorify God by obeying his law. Or will you bring glory to him by obeying his law? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this wonderful day. And God, we recognize that your law is written upon our hearts, that you are transforming us from the inside out. Go before us in all things today. Surround us in all things today. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Holy Spirit, convict us of areas that we are breaking your law, walking in our own ways, doing in our what we think is best. Go before us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.